V'chod. If so, let's hit him 21 times. So when you hit him 20 times, he's going to be alive. So merely you mekayim the mitzvah of Malkus. I, when you hit him the 21 time, he'll die. So what?
Let him die. According to you, Rava, that Malkus really is b'mokim isam. So what do I care if he dies through Malkus? I, when you hit him, he has to be alive. Here, when you gave him the 20 whips, he was alive. He's only going to die in the 21st one, so why can't you give it to him? When you hit him the 20 whips, he was alive. Samarin says, oh, Malay. On this, he answered back, oh, Makro, the Pasuk says, V'nikle ochicho li'enecho, that after you hit your brother, he should be embarrassed in your eyes. So he darshan acha shaloka, even after you hit him, ochicho binon, he has to be your brother, which means he has to be alive, and v'leka. Here, if he's going to die after the Malkus, that's no good. Therefore, from the Pasuk, we learn out that you can give him Malkus to kill him. He always has to be, he has to be alive after the Malkus. Therefore, we can't give him hitting that would kill him. Even though, really, Malkus is the Mokim Misa. So there's no stira. Malkus is the Mokim Misa. Just as a Knas, that's the way Hashem wants you to punish him. Hit him, but not to kill him. He has to stay alive. He has to be a Chicha even after the Malkus. Now, the Mishnah says, Ibur HaChodesh B'Shloisha. Poshet Ibur HaChodesh means a month usually when you make Rosh Chodesh, either you can make it on the 30th day, or else you can make the 31st day. So when you want to make it the 31st day, that's called Ibur to make it the next day, make a Chodesh Mole, then you need three Dayonim. So here's the question, Chishev Leketoni. The Mishnah does not say that first you should have three people sitting down to think whether this month should be a Mole or a Choser. Why does the Mishnah say that? Rashi says, Chishev Leketoni. The name, why didn't the Mishnah say, Shetzorach Shloishin, three Dayonim, Lechashev, to sit down and think it up? In Yavur Es HaChodesh, should we make this Chodesh a Mole or a Choser? Cheshbon Natalia is telling you in a Cheshbon, that the Mor Nechon, there are a Klolim, how many months are Choser, how many months are Mole? So why does the Mishnah say, that to sit down to think whether we should or not, you should need three Dayonim? That the Mishnah doesn't say. And Vaita Kiddush Leketoni. That if you're going to make the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, the first day, that we do not say you need three Dayonim for Bezdin to make Kiddush HaChodesh. Why not? Ela Ibur. The Mishnah only says that in case when you want to make the month a Mole, an extra day to the month, then you have to have an Ibur on the 31st day, that then they say this month is a Mole, the past one, and they make the Rosh Chodesh for the 31st day. Why? For the more, first of all, Lo Liktush. Do not make it Kiddush. And Rashi says, the Liktish B'yom Shloshim, or Memela would know ourself, Ki Mikashin Le'lamachar, Mever HaChodesh Shavar, B'yom Shloshim Baskva Shadislei. Like once on the 30th day, we do not call it Rosh Chodesh, so you automatically know that the 30th day belongs to the last month, and everybody knows that the new Rosh Chodesh is the 31st day. So what do I need three for? For the Gemara, El Ibor, Le Liktisho, U'memela Laber. By itself, we would all know this. So, Kitzur, what Shana Mishnah that the Mishnah says for the Ibur to say on the 31st day, says Rosh Chodesh, for that you need three Dayonim. But to say the 30th day, or just to think over whether we should make it the 30th or the 31st, that the Mishnah doesn't say. Why not? So, Amar Abaya, Abaya learns this is the Pshana Mishnah. Amar Abaya, Tini, Kiddush HaChodesh, Enechanami. Learn in our Mishnah that to make a Kiddush HaChodesh, you need three Dayonim. That's going on every month of the year. Whether the month is 30, or the month is, the Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day, the month was 29 days, or whether the Rosh Chodesh is the 31st day, you have to have a Kiddush from a Bezna 3. The Mar says, Tanya Nami Yachu, we learn this also, Mr. Sefta, that Kiddush HaChodesh, when we want to be Mekadosh HaChodesh on the 30th day, that should be Rosh Chodesh. And the Ibur HaShana, to make an extra month into the whole year, that's B'Shloisha. You need three Dayana for that. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. That's the way Abayla is trying now. Mishnah Nechanami, the Mishnah Taka means Kiddush HaChodesh. Even when Bezdin makes the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, it has to be through a Bezdin of three. Omar Rav, Rav does like this pshat, and Omar Rav, Rav says back to Abaya, for your Ibur Katarni, our Mishnah does not say Kiddush HaChodesh. Our Mishnah says Ibur. So it says Ibur, what's Chan the Mishnah? So Elo, therefore, Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Kiddush b'yoyim, Ibur b'shloisha. If you want to be mekadesh to Rosh Chodesh on the Yom Ibur, then you need three. Achar Ibur, leka Kiddush. But after the Ibur, then there's no Kiddush. So Rashi explains like this. The Yom Ibur, that means Yom Ibur hu Yom Shloishim, on the 30th day itself. Shememenu nasa Chodesh Mubur, kishuraitzim lavroi. If you would make the 30th day not Rosh Chodesh, let it add on to the month before, that's called the day of the Ibur itself. If you'd want to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, then Kiddush v'yayim Ibur. Rashi says, Kogoyin v'chodesh chaser. You want to make the past month the chaser. That means she'ovar, that only 29 days went by, and now the 30th day you want to make Rosh Chodesh. That's from the Mishnah, Tzorach shloish l'kaddish Rosh Chodesh abo, v'yayim lamed l'chodesh ovar. Of the 30th day that the months passed by. If you want to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, then you need Bezdin to make a Kiddush HaChodesh. But Li'achar Ibur means Im Osu Chodesh Shavar, Molei. If they said no, the past month has 30 days. And the cover Rosh Chodesh B'yayim Lamed V'yechad. They're first making Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, then Ein Oimrim Boy Mekudesh Mekudesh. Then you do not need Bezdin to be Mekadesh HaChodesh. It's an automatic. Once we know that the 30th day is not Rosh Chodesh, we automatically know that when is Rosh Chodesh? On the 31st day, and then you do not need a Kiddush. That's where Rebbe was from Shana Mishnah. And Umani, who would our Mishnah go like? I'll tell you like Rebbe Leza, Ben Sadduk. Or Bar Sadduk, he. The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Leza, Bar Sadduk, Oimer. Im lo nira bizmanoi, ein mekatshin oisoi. If the Edom do not come on the 30th day, in other words, Bezdin does not make the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. So then, for the 31st day, you do not need a Kiddush HaChodesh. You do not need Bezdin to say Mekudesh. Shekva kitshu b'shamayim. It's like Mekudeshamayim, they're Mekadeshit. Like we know every month Rosh Chodesh is either the 30th day or the 31st day. So once it's not the 30th day, it's automatic that it's the 31st day. So you do not need a Kiddush of Bezdin. That's Shana Mishnah. Means when Ibur HaChodesh means, if you want to be Mekadesh the day that it may have been Ibur, that means if you want to be Mekadesh the 30th day, to be Rosh Chodesh, then you need three Bayurim to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. When you want to be Mekadesh the 31st day, then you do not need a Bezdin. That happens by itself. Rav Nachman Omar, Kiddush Achar Ibur Bishloishlo, just the opposite. If you want to be Mekadesh to Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, if you want to be Mekadesh afterwards, you Kiddush Achar Ibur Bishloish, just the opposite. When you want to make the 31st day Kodesh, then you need three. But beyond Ibur, like a Kiddush. But if you want to be Mekadosh the 30th day, then you do not need Bezdin to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Umani, who does our Mishnah go like then? I'll tell you, Plimihi. Our Mishnah goes according to Plimai. The Tanya will learn like this. Plima says, Bizmanoi, when we want to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, ain't Mekadoshinoi say. You do not have to say Mekudosh Mekudosh from Bezdin. If Adam come to Bezdin, Bezdin knows today's Rosh Chodesh, that's it. It's Rosh Chodesh automatically. But Shalai Bizmanoi, if you do not want to make it Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, but rather the 31st day, then Mekachinoi Soi. This is the Svaras having more Rosh Hashanah. That's Plimi Svaras. That's what our Mishnah means. That Ibra Chodesh means true. When you make it the 31st day Kodesh, that's when you need Bezdin to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. But for the 30th day to be Rosh Chodesh, it happens by itself. Ravashi says no. Li'olam Chishuv Ketonia. I tell you, our Mishnah means Chishuv. But you need first a Bezdin to sit down to think whether this month should be a Choser or a Molei. You have to think about it first. Oh my Ibur, what does our Mishnah mean to say Ibur, to make the month an extra day? Chishuv the Ibur. The Mishnah means thinking it over, whether we should make the month a 31st, the 30th day, or 29 days. But the idea, the Kaboy, the Mishnah Ibur Shana, since the next part of the Mishnah talks about making an extra month to the year, Tanyanami Ibur Chodesh. When we're talking about the Chodesh, it also says the word Ibur Chodesh. But really, Chishuv Chodesh. What the Mishnah means to say is that when Bezdin sits down to think about which day we should make Rosh Chodesh, for that you need three. Tomorrow's be Medayik now. What are you telling me that? Chishuv Chodesh in Kiddush Chodesh Loi, so it comes out then that the Mishnah means only for the Bezdin to sit down to think about it, then they need three. But B'shasta be Mekadosh to Chodesh, you do not need a Bezdin of three. If so, Mani, who does that Mishnah go like according to this Pshat? Reb Lezi goes according to Reb Lezi Shita. Titania, Reb Lezi Reiner, Bein Bizmanoi, Bein Shloi Bizmanoi, Ein Mekachin Oisloi. He holds whether Bezdin, whether we want to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day,
or whether we're making Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, in both cases you do not need Bezin to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. You do not need a Kiddush HaChodesh. Shenemar the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem eshnas hachemishim shona. There's a Kiddush that on Yovel you have to make a Kiddush. Eshnas hachemishim shona. So, shoni matu Mekadosh. You only need a Kiddush for a year, for Yovel. V'yiyatu Mekadosh Chodoshim. But for every month of the year, you do not need a special bezin to say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. So, say Nechanami, according to Reb Leza, Pshana Mishnah is, that the Mishnah means, Ibur Chodesh means Chishab Chodesh. When bezin sits down to think whether they should make it an Ibur or not, for that you need a bezin of three. Then Nechanami, later, B'shas Kiddush, you do not need a bezin of three. Then the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Lo Yimei B'Shloisha. He says, no, that three, three. Then the Mishnah is going on the same halacha of an Ibar HaChodesh, that the Mishnah says, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, B'shloisha Maschilin, U'vachamisha Noisim V'Noisnin, V'Goymer B'Shiva. You start with three, continue with five, and you end off with seven. That's what Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says. So Mar explains, what does he mean to say? Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, B'shloisha, Tanya, we learn like this. Ketzat Omer Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, B'shloisha Maschilin. What did he mean to say, you start off with three? And then he says, with the chamisha with five, noisim v'noisim, you have a shaka v'taya. V'goymer m'shiva. And then you end off with seven. What do you mean to say? So it's like this. Echad oimer leishev, u'shnayim oimer shloy leishev. One dine says, let's sit down and to talk about it, whether we should make an ibur hachodesh or not. And two of them say, no, we don't have to sit down and think about it. There's nothing to talk about. Like two of them made up their mind for sure which way. And one dine is mesupik. So in such a case, the bottle yochid b'miyutai, the yochid is bottle b'miyutai. And therefore, since two said not to sit down, we don't sit down. And we do whatever the two say. What about the opposite? Shnayim moimrim leishiv. Two dayonim, that they start off with three dayonim, to sit down to think, should we make an ibur to this chodesh? Should we make the chodesh the 31st day of Rosh Chodesh? Or should we make the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day? So first two dayonim say, yes, we have to sit down to think what this month should be. Just one dayan says, no, there's nothing to talk about. For sure, there should be a chaser. So in such a case, since we have two saying we should think that, we should think, talk it over, then we have to add another two dayanim here to make it into five. And then they true sit down and discuss. They sit down to discuss whether this month should be a moly or should be a chaser. What's going to be shnayim moimim tricha? Two of the dayanim say, yes, we should make it a chaser. Shloisha Omar ain't a tricha. Or for three, I mean two say we should make it a mole. Make Rosh Chodesh the 31st day. And three say do not have to. So bot lushnayim b'miyutai. This two is bot b'miyutai. What about shloisha imrim tricha? Three of them say yes, you need to make it a mole. You need to make Rosh Chodesh first the 31st day. Ushnayim imrim ain't a tricha. That you do not need. So Chura, since the majority says we do need, so then what we have to do now is Moisifun Aleya Moichnayim. You have to add another two onto this minion to make seven altogether. Shein HaMinyan Pachas Meshiva, you can't have less than seven. And now we have a psak whether we should make it Ibur or not. When should we make the Rosh Chodesh? That's the way it starts off. So therefore you start off with three, and if there's a suffix whether you should sit down or not, when two of them say to sit down, then you have to bring five in. And if they still have a doubt, then you have to bring in seven to make the final psak. Tamara says, Hani, where do we know this from? Hani, Shloisha, Chamisha, Veshiva, Keneged me. Like, who's the Keneged? Where's the Asmaster to have such a halacha like this? To say you have to start off with three, then go to five, then go to seven. Tamara says, Pligi Borab Yitzhak ban Achmeni, Vechadi, may one with him. Omani, who is this? Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. V'yamrilon, some say Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Vechadi, may, is Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi one that said this and one with him. Omani, who was it? It's Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeni. That like this. It's a machlokes. What's the reason kineged me? So it's like this. Chadama once said, kineged birchas kahanim. It's kineged birchas kahanim. That you had the sin of three, five, and seven. The Rashi says, kineged birchas kahanim, the pasuk rishon gimel tevis. The yashen of the second pasuk is five. Or shlishi zayin is seven tevis. That's why you have this asmachta of three, five, seven. The Chadam once said, no, Mishloish Shloisha Keneged Shemri Hasaf. Like Rashi says, Kloim Ashkechon B'malchusa De'ariyah, we find in the kingdom of this world like this,
that there are three people of Mamunim, and then there are five people appointed, and there are seven people appointed. The Negev says the Pasuk is Tityo, Kabi Golos Nebuzardin. Vosnam Mishkach Chamisha Miroya Pnei Melech, Kisamara says that Shloisha Kenega Sher Miasaf, that in front of the king, three people are watching the door. Chamisha Miroya Pnei Melech, there are five people that are going to see the king. And Shiva Roya Pnei Melech, and then seven people that see the king. So Kis, there is such a division between three, five, and seven, that's all we do. Tony Reb Yosef, Hani Shloisha V'chamisha V'shiva. What are these Kenegit? Also, Shloisha Kenegit Shermri Asaf, the three people that watch the door of the king, Chamisha Meroya Pnei Melech, and Shiva is also Roya Pnei Melech. Omalaya by the Reb Yosef, by the Reb Yosef. Adidin up until now, my time will appear Shlon Mar Hochi. Why did you explain this to us until now? Where the Esmachta, how do we know this Indian of three, five, and seven? Omalui said, I did not know that you needed an explanation. Did you ever ask me anything? Like, if you didn't know, you should have asked me. So Kitsa, this is the Indian, what he holds. You have to have such a thing. Well, you have to have such a sack of vezin to start off with three. And if they're not sure, two of them says we should think it over. Then you have to bring in five. And then when they have a vote, you have to bring in seven. Right, then we say, Zimun Nosi Tzorek, these are Simonim. Turn around, word like this. Ein ma'avirin es hashona. We only make air an extra month, two others, into the year. Ela bimezumonim. Only if the mezum means when the bezin of three sit down to paskin the shayla, they have to be appointed to come. Rashi says, shezmina ma'anosim eberim. Means from yesterday, the nosi has to appoint you to come to bezin to paskin whether we should make the year an extra month or not. Gemara says, Maisa once happened a story, a case for Rabbi Gamliel. Shomar hashkimuli shivul aliyah. Bring me up seven people to my aliyah, to the upstairs. Well, in the last Gemara we learned was about Ibra Shana. Excuse me, it wasn't again about Ibra Chodesh, about Ibra Shana. But the Mishnah says, Ibra Hashana, to put an extra month into the year, so that the Mishnah says, B'shloisha divi Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir says it's not to have three dayonim to paskin for an Ibra Hashana. And on this it was of Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Bishloisha Machilin, or the Chamisha Noisim Noisim, for Gaimim Bishiva. That was the Maisa. So Kitz says, for Ibra Hashana, to put an extra month into the year, that Shimon ben Gamliel said, you have to have seven. Now the Gemara is saying also, that Maisa ben Gamliel, Shamri said, Ashkimuli Shiva, prepare me seven people, if we want to go sit down to think, if we need an